Okay, so Jonah Miscellaneous 1. And I did this with a whole bunch of ways of showing it. So all this is showing a database table that I created in SQL Server. Okay? And it, as you can see, looking at this, generates a gazillion things down there because we're using the wizard. And so you're not writing the code, you're using the wizard to write the code, which is, in fact, what most people end up doing. But all of this gets generated automatically down there. Okay, as you're going through, and we're going to go through, as soon as we've looked at this, we're going to go through and create one.
I like this. This is cool.
Stay tuned. Okay, so now I'm saying start, and it is hopefully loading the table in about 5 minutes. Hello.
Hello.
You need to download the examples that are under this week for working with a database. So there it is. So on this one, I brought over on a grid. On these, I brought over on the individual fields. And the other one I brought over on really individual fields. Actually, on the one at the bottom, I brought over the whole table. So there's the whole table. Those are individual fields that I dragged over. And that is a grid that I filled. Okay, so those are kind of the three ways that you can have data up there. Is you can bring over a grid, you can bring over the table as individual fields, or you can just bring over individual fields. And if I move down here, notice everything changed to go with stay in sync. And then if I move down to the third one, everything stays in sync again. I don't have any buttons on here that let me move through the other things, but at least I can move through the grid. There isn't any code.
There isn't?
Hardly any. It's all been developed in the wizard and is down in those things down there.
So is it like short code, kind of? You know what that is?
I kind of know what that is, but I think it's got different definitions, so tell me.
Like, they exist a lot in like WordPress, so like, it's kind of like a function, kind of, where you'll have like, all your code existing.
Oh, yeah.
File.
But it's not just one thing. That's what all those things are.
And then I would just put, like, basically the name of the function in on the, for the form onto the web page, and that function displays everything in that form. It displays the CSS, the PHP.
No, not that nice.
Not that nice?
Not that nice. It's spread out.
That's kind of what it looks like, though.
That's all the code that you have. That's it, folks. That's the code.
So why am I here?
To learn how to go through the wizard and create those two lines of code.
I know.
But that's the code that you have. One of them is allowing for an update. One is allowing for doing the fill.
Can I, like, step into it and get it?
You can step into any one of them and look at them. So, that is the closed solution. Now what we're going to do is make a new project in a minute, but I've got to get a database. So, if you look at my data, the disk that you downloaded, there should be, at the bottom of it, something that says basicpay.mdf. And donordb.mdf. And those are two databases that I created that I happen to use for these examples. the log, it creates itself and uses the log to keep track of what's going on. I have not done anything to create the log. It was created for me. So, you should have all of this except for key problem, which I did last night to solve a problem I ran into yesterday. And I can give you a copy of that. So, these are the tables that I'm going to be able to use. And so we can use these tables. Okay? So, now we're going to go and create a project. And we're going to use one of those tables. So if you come over here, and I can say I want, what did I do? I have no idea what that's left over from. Okay, so I'm going to do File, New Project. And I am going to call it In Class 1. And I'm going to save it on my F drive in the place called VBSQL Server, which is where I have stored the databases, so they're readily available. So I'm going to save it there, along with all of the others. So I'm saying select folder. I didn't put it on the T drive. I put it on a flash drive, if you have a flash drive, just so that you have it. But wherever you want to put it, it's fine.
Just for now.
Okay. But is that where you've got my databases too?
No.
You need the databases.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
I'm loading those ones that you have the new one for the on this week.
Right, that's what you have to do.
It takes a long time to load it.
Yes, yes. It's a good idea to come early to this class and so that you
I was having lunch.
Okay, no, but it's still a good idea to figure out a way to come early so that you can get Visual Basic started, which takes time, and you can download anything.
Bring a laptop. Oh, no.
Okay.
Bring a laptop.
So I'm saying okay here, and I've got In Class 1 has been created as a project.
I put your folder on the T drive.
Okay, so for now what I'm going to do is one of the easy ones is I just put up a grid. So I'm going to go down here and say Data Grid View, and I'm going to drag it up there. Okay, and we'll just do a grid. So there's my grid. So I'm going to just leave the name because I'm lazy. And I'm going to come down here and click on Dock. And when I click on Dock, I am going to click on the big thing in the middle, and that docks it for full screen.
Pull a data grid.
Data grid view, which is over under data. So I dragged over data grid view. And then once I had it on there, I went to dock. It brings up the image. And in the middle one, I'm clicking on fill. Have you got them downloaded yet?
Yeah.
Even if not, go into Visual Basic because we're creating a new one now.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, are you creating the new one?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we have this grid. Now, up in the corner up here is a little arrow on the grid that goes with the grid. See that little tiny arrow up there? Okay, so we're going to click on that arrow. And then we're clicking on Choose Data Source. And we are clicking on Add Project Data Source.
Data grid, right?
I think that's what I said.
A property grid.
Wait a minute, and we'll go back and do it again.
Data grid.
Okay, so if you get back out, you go to click on this, then click on choose data source. And when you get to choose data source, click on add project data source.
And okay. Select database.
Add project data source, and then this is what you see next. So then you click on database, then you click on data set. Then you go in and you say new connection. And under new connection, you are going to pick MySQL, Microsoft SQL Server database file. Okay. It was defaulting to Access. If you were doing something in Access, you would keep that Access default. And that's how the wizard works in Access.
Well, they have Oracle too. That's pretty cool.
Yep. There's a load of them.
Would that work with like the 150?
It should. I haven't tried it. I just haven't tried it because of the hassle of bringing the stuff over. Although I have databases at home I could try out
with.
Okay.
What? Got mine on. How did you get that
Dave
review
so
tasks?
Okay. Say that again. I went to choose data source and I chose add. Then I clicked on database and data set. Okay, we can cancel out of this. Okay, so choose data source.
So I have to right click? Right click on that.
Wait a minute. Okay, you're clicking on the little. You're clicking on that little thing up there.
Okay.
Then you're clicking on this area that says none, which is choose data source. Then you're picking add project data source. And it brings up a series of icons. You're picking database. And then you pick next. Then you pick data set and pick next. Then you say new connection. And you go and you make the new connection, which is Microsoft SQL Server database file.
So database, then next.
And then you can say continue. Wait a minute. What are you saying?
So go to database, then press next, then go to data set.
No, you press continue. Okay, new connection, database, and then you press continue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine. Just stay with me if you can, and if not, ask questions like you are. You're fine. Okay, so now I'm going to browse for a database. So I'm going to browse, and I'm going to go and find any one of these, the basic pay one, the DonorDB one. I think I'm going to pick the DonorDB one simply because I remember the names on that better. Is he with me on that? No, where is he now? Okay, I'm now trying to find the database. So are you in Visual Basic?
Yeah, I'm
already
all set up.
Okay, good.
We're doing the donor one?
I picked the donor one, yeah.
Can't beat the solitaire game.
And I said I missed you, right? Damn fool. Okay. So I'm now doing the browse, and I'm finding the database. And I picked the DonorDB one because I remember the names on it better. But it doesn't really matter. So then I do always a test connection at this point because I want to test that the connection has, that it's found it, and not go on and wonder why it wasn't working and find out that it's because it didn't find it. Okay, so test connection eventually should tell me that it found it.
You download
out of the zip file, right? Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. And so then for me, you're going to click on test connection to make sure that the connection, that it's able to find the database. You know, I just want to get by the basics and know that it found it. So I've got test connection here, and it tells me the test connection succeeded. Okay, so then I say, okay. And then I say okay to the test connection as well. Okay. And now it's saying that that's where it is, and I just click on next. If you want to see the connection string, you can click on it there, and it will show you the connection string. That for me, it went to my F drive, push DBSQL server, DonorDB, .mdf. Microsoft files, database files, or MDFs. So if you want to see that connection string, it didn't do me any good, but if you want to see what it did, that's the connection string. And then I click Next. Okay, now this is the interesting one. This one says, the connection you selected uses a local data file that is not in the current project. Would you like to copy the file to your project and modify the connection? If you copy the data file to your project, it will be copied to the project's output directory each time you run the application. Press F1 for more information on controlling this behavior. Okay, so for our purposes, I've been answering yes, just because that then makes the database part of the project. But every time I run it, it is going to reload that database. So any changes I made to that database are going to be lost because it's working off a copy, not off the original. Okay? So if I click no, then it is working off the original. But for class purposes, unless I want to do an update, it's kind of good to have the yes so that it is kind of a package with your code so that it's working all right. If you want to do an update, which we will do later, then you want to add no, because then you want it updating the original and not updating a copy. And then the copy gets forgotten about the next time you run it because a new copy gets made and it's a new copy of the original which didn't have the changes, therefore it's not going to show up. So I'm going to answer yes now, but if I wanted to update, I wouldn't answer yes. So I'm answering yes now. Anytime now. Okay. So now I'm going to say next. So now I get to retrieve the database information eventually. Okay. So I'm only retrieving one table. So I'm going to go over here and click on tables. And it shows me the tables that I have. So I'm going to say I want the donor table. So I put a check next to the donor. If I only want specific fields, I can come in here and say these are the fields that I want. Okay? But I'm just going to go with I want the donor table. Okay? But I can pick different fields. So I'm picking that I want the donor table. And then I click on Finish.
One.
and it has got the data, and the data is now showing up in the grid. So it went through, got the data, and the data is showing up in the grid. Okay. Before we move on, take 5 minutes and make a new project. Do exactly what I just did. And see if you can remember what you have to do. So just duplicate what we just did in class. Because if you go through it 20 times, then you kind of remember the steps.
Not yet. That's crazy that it sets up the entire table right there.
It's dope.
You have to sit there and be like, okay, here's this text box.
Well, no, not if you used a grid. And we're going to get into how you can do text boxes, but even then it's going to be easier.
Want to use the same database file?
Oh, you can, or you can use any one you want of the ones I've given you. If you have SQL Server, you're welcome to create your own databases at home. But I'll put a couple of mine. I've got one or two more that I'll put up there. And you can just, for the purposes of this class, you can just use my databases. Because I don't think it's probably worth the time to learn MySQL Server. But it wouldn't be a bad thing to learn. What are you doing this summer? Learn MySQL Server. Notice that it put and added these things, the donor MDF and the donor XSD. It added those as it was doing its thing. And over on the side, there are the data sources. So that's the data source that I created. You could bring up over here, beside two boxes, if you bring up data sources, that's the data source that I'm using. Yes.
It's basically just not SQL. It's pretty cool. Oh yeah, it's pretty good.
That annoyed me.
Well, it looks like it works.
Good.
I tried to do that twice, and it works.
Good.
Not too bad.
The only problem with Wizard is if you made a mistake, you just have to start over again.
That's what I did that earlier.
Because if you make a mistake, you're just not sure what it's already done and what it hasn't done. Now, I'm sure once you get more used to it and work with it, if you work with it on a daily basis, then you start to understand what's happening when.
Can I modify it after the Wizard's done?
Well, to some degree, but wait a minute. Has everybody got it up? Okay. If you come over here to data sources, what I did is I got rid of the grid. I just went into my form and deleted the grid. Okay. Then I came over here to data sources, and the little arrow right next to donor says data grid view or details. So I clicked on details. And let me put in a blank page and a picture of that. Okay. So I clicked on details over here. And then I dragged donor up to the screen. And that's what happened when I dragged donor up to the screen. I got all of the fields, and I got them as individual text box fields.
That's if you delete the data grid view, set.
If you go next, no, it's the details.
Right.
Data grid view was what my, if I had the grid.
That, right?
Right.
Okay.
So I now am doing details, and then I drag up donor. And so if I start this, hopefully it is still comprehending, although I've never done it in the retrospect with two. So there it is. Okay, so now I've got individuals. Obviously, you're going to have something to move through them, but there I got my individuals. And if you come back over to the data source and you grab up individual fields, that's how you get the individual fields up there. So if you just grab the fields and take them up individually, that's how you get the fields up there.
Change what you want. Right, detail.
Let's check it.
And did it work?
Still has the same one.
Has the same one or not? I'm not sure what to say. I took the grid away first.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So I took the grid away and then I did it.
I guess I'll delete this one.
All you have to do is just take the grid off, and then you can click on details and drag the donor over.
Got it.
Got it? Okay. Okay, so those are three different ways that you can get the data onto the form. And then, obviously, you can go and write all the programming that you want to write, but this is just creating the connection to the database and getting you the data. Actually, where's the menu?
You gotta go to View. I think it's toolbox project.
No, I want the menu that can go at the top.
Oh,
sorry. No. Wait, how did you get rid of the grid again?
Yes.
I just clicked on it and said delete.
Oh, my God. That's not toolbox either, it's toolbox.
You know, going down the side here.
Yep.
So what you have up now, is that not a data grid?
No, I didn't put anything up. I just got rid of the grid. Then I came over here to donor, right here.
Uh-huh.
I clicked on that little arrow next to it. And it says details is the second thing down. So I clicked on details. And then I dragged the whole donor table over. And there it is. And if I want to drag individual fields, I can do that and put them up there. So I just drag that over. Okay. Questions? Yeah, go ahead and run it, and you should see all the things in all of them. So, in an hour or two, it will all come up. Ah, come on, I did click on run. There they are. So there's all the data. And it has come up along with the individual ones that I brought over. Okay.
That's interesting. So if you copy and paste it, it's going to give you the same person.
Right, so you can start out. Okay, so I've got this form and it's done. So I'll save all and get out of here. So you can also start out with your form. So I want to do a file new project. So I'm going to call this one in class 2. And say okay. Okay, so there are two other ways that you can get the data sources on this. One of them, I got it because I put up a grid. But you can also do add new data source, which is down here. And if you click on add new data source, it will bring you to the same general place. Or you can build project add new data source. And so you can go in there and do project add new data source. Okay, so those are two additional ways of getting the data source. Okay, so I'm going to just go in here, and this time I'm going to click on Add New Data Source down there. Okay, so if I click on Add New Data Source, now I can go through it, and I can do Next, and pick the data set, which is really already picked, Next, New Connection. Wow. It actually remembered. At home, I always have to fix that. It never remembers. It always goes back to access. And then I'm going to browse, and I'm going to again go with the donor database, and I'm going to test the connection. And connect it successfully. Say OK. Next. I'm saying yes. Okay, and then I'm saying next, and again I'm going to pick a table, and I only want the donor table actually, so I'm going to pick the donor table, and finish. Okay. So now I come down here to donor, and there it's showing the table. And again, I can click on I want details, and then I drag donor up, and it puts on the details and a menu, interestingly enough. When I did it before and had erased the grid, it had thought I was doing a grid, so I didn't get the menu apparently. But now I've got the menu. So it automatically put in a menu here when I dragged it over. And that's what I was saying is, where's the menu? Because usually it does that. But apparently it's because I deleted the grid and it was set in grid mode, so it didn't bring over the menu apparently. Okay, so now if I click on start, okay, I've got the data. And notice it says there are 1 of 5 records, so I can use this menu to move on and see the second record. And the third record, and go to the end, and go to the beginning, and go back and forth. Okay, so I can use the menu to move all around in the database. Okay, so now I'm going to change Mary, and I'm going to make her Mary T. Wilson. Okay, and then I'm going to move on. And then I'm going to go back, and she is Mary T. Wilson. Okay, then I've got the add, and I can click on the add button, and I can put in a new person.
Now, if you hit that save icon, in the right-hand corner, it will only save to the copy of it.
Yes. John Doe, for 1 Main Street, Fall River, Mass, 02720, date, first contribution, 2011, and Smith. Okay? So I can then save that, and I've now got 6 records. And if I go back to the beginning, and I go to the last record, it's John Doe. So I've got the records all saved, and if I wanted to get rid of one record, I've got the X up there that would allow me to delete a record. But these are all working in the copy. Okay, we're working in the copy. So it's fine while I'm sitting here. I can see everything. And I've clicked the save, and it saves the thing I added. And now I get out. And I come back in. And I've got 5 records. And Mary doesn't have her middle initial. And John Doe isn't going to be there. So basically, I saved it to the copy, but it doesn't do me any good because it's not in the original. Okay. So now if we go back, and we start a new project in class 3.
So pretty much, as long as you make a database, either SQL or the Microsoft MySQL, you don't have to do a single thing in designing it. If you make the table already, you really don't have to put any code in if you want to access that individual database.
That's right. Because the table's already been set up. Now, did you have to design the table? Yeah, somebody had to design the table. But once the database is created, and programmers on the whole are not necessarily the person that designs the database. Frequently, it's an analyst of some kind that is doing the design of the database.
Some intern does it for free.
And then good luck. Seriously, as far as I'm concerned, designing a database is probably the most significant thing that you can do, because if you don't get it right, nothing's going to work from here on out, and, you know, it's going to be a headache colossal. But you're right that people frequently do not understand how significant it is, and that I'm going to have 500 programs running off this database and all the rest of it, and they just say, you know. Ideally, a database should always be designed by technical people and business people that are going to be working with the problem. They can tell you exactly what they need to know and what they need to see and how, you know, what data they have, and then you can tell them how to store it appropriately. That's right. If the zip code is a digit, in most languages, the leading zero gets stripped.
Don't do that.
That's right. No, absolutely.
Make it a string.
Yeah. Oh, you lose the leading zero because it doesn't hold on to leading zeros in numeric fields.
I did that so many times. I had to go back and, you know, update tables.
So this time, let's go in under project, add new data source, and it goes exactly the same way. And again, it's remembering, which is a lovely thing. Test the connection. Connection succeeded. Okay. And now I am going to say no.
I wonder how they made this wizard.
Somebody got to program it.
I can't even imagine the program being made that.
Yeah. No, it's...
They probably had a huge team do it.
Oh, yeah, it's
very
intense.
Oh, yeah. No, and it's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
So it was done a long time ago. Now it's a little more effective and efficient now than it used to be. But, I mean, I've used a gazillion versions of this, sworn at every one of them. Okay. And, you know, we'll continue to. Because it's not the kind of thing that if you put it aside for a month, you're going to remember everything you have to do. You're just not going to.
It's a little involved, but yeah.
So now I'm saying next, and I'm going to pick tables, and picking again the donor, and I said finish. I did say no, right?
Yes.
I said no, but did I actually do it?
Oh,
yeah, I said so. Okay, well, we'll find out. So I'm going to go to the donor. I'm going to say I want the details, and I'm dragging the donor up. And then I'm going to run it. Okay, so I'm going to make the same changes. I already have a John Doe, so I guess I won't make the same changes. But I'm going to go back, and I'm going to change Mary to Mary T. And then I am going to click on the add, and I'm going to do 666, whoops. 66666, and this is going to be Donald French. And 1 Main Street, Fall River, Mass, 02720. Date of the first contribution, 2011. Amy Smith is the donor. Okay. So then I click on the save data, and I've got 6 things. So if I go back to Mary, she's got a T. And if I go to the last one, it's Donald French. Okay? So, I am done. I'm going to get out of here. And I'm going to go back in. And notice I've got 6 records now. And I've got Mary T. Wilson. And when I go to the end, I've got Donald French. So by answering no, it went and modified the original database as opposed to the copy. So why do they have both? Well, you have the copy so you can experiment and see what's happening. And then you have the original so that you can go and modify it when you know what you're doing. But you don't want to play around with the original database. So that gets you a copy of the database to play with and to test everything. And then you can go back and use the original when you are convinced that you know what you're doing and you really want to make a change to the original.
So no matter what, it's always going to be a reference. Even make a save to it, it's not going to, when you reload the program, it's not going to call back that reference. It's going to,
What?
You're saying she's gone.
It's gone,
yeah.
Right. Now, if you know the magic, they may keep a backup copy of something you did somewhere. And if you, you know where they hide those things and all that, then you might be able to find a backup. They might keep at least one generation of backup. I would if I were doing it. I would have kept at least one generation of backup in case somebody made a mistake. But, and wanted to see it.
And in here, too, it goes by the same laws and rules that are set up in the database for the, like, say if you have a limit on certain characters.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was playing around with this when I noticed that if you typed in something more than, like, one character, it would just crash. It is, fine.
Yeah, mass is probably set up. Yeah. The state you probably can't have more than two characters on. And ID, you probably can't have more than five because I set them all up.
And I figured these are all set up as strings too, right?
Yeah.
Yours is safe, no problem.
Yeah, they look like they're set to strings. In the donation table, I believe I've got actual numbers. But this donor table really doesn't have anything that should be a number because a year and a zip code are the only, an ID are the only things that have numbers in them, and they're really string fields.
Yeah, some pay codes for the payroll one. So I put Thug Life in for pay code and just crashed. But I guess because he set up as a one.
Apparently.
This guy. I think I broke Eric.
Yes, I was going to say, you are. You know, and again, if you click on all of these, you can bring them up in the property window, and you can see some of the stuff that they did. Okay, so if you click on the data set, it shows you that it used the DonorDB data set, and that's what it's called. If you click the binding source, you know, it tells you not a lot. Yeah, not a lot of interest. Okay, so now if you want two tables. You're going to say file, close the solution, and I'm going to do file, new project. I'm at in class 4, and I don't know if I've actually saved any of this, but that's all right. Okay. So on this one, I want to combine data from multiple tables. So, I had done this. Actually, I think I'm going to put this aside and bring up one I did it with. And talk you through that. That was the one that crashed yesterday. At home, it worked fine. When I brought it in, it crashed. So I have obviously a slightly different version of something going on here. So I'm going to open the project, and the project's going to be called Donor Three Tables. Okay, so I'm opening Donor Three Tables.
It's saying it's securing this.
So if I do the Form 1 design and I run this, it's going to crash.
Yep.
Okay? And if you look at it, it's saying fail to enable constraints. One or more rows contains values violating non-null, unique, or foreign key restraints. Now, I have three tables in this, and you all, if you've taken other classes where we've done databases, the donor is one of my kind of classic ones. So I've got the donor, which has the DID number. The ID number is, every donor has a different ID. For donations, there can be a lot of them with the same ID because I want to get people to give multiple times. The key to donations is made up of the donor ID, the drive ID that they gave to, and the date of their contribution. Okay? It apparently decided that I can't do that. Although I don't understand what I did in MySQL. I went back last night and looked at SQL Server. And it looked like I had set it up just fine. At home, it runs, but I get a red circle with a white exclamation mark in it telling me that it doesn't like the fact that my IDs are not unique. Okay? And so at home it ran, but it gave me these lovely red circles. Here it's crashing. So I said, okay, I can play your little game. And so I made another one that you don't have, but I made a open project. And in fact, we can do this one. And it's called Key Problem. And I hope it's going to run here. I haven't tested it here because I did it last night. But at home, it did not give me any of the red circles. So I took that as a good sign that it was going to work. So we'll see. The big thing here is I don't have the DID number. I said, okay, if the DID number is a problem for you, I'm just not going to use it. So I went right with the other information. And we'll see if that worked. As I said, it did at home. Yes, and it worked fine here. So as long as I didn't have the DID number as part of this, then it worked okay. And I was going to play around with if I took the DID number from a different table. I had taken it from the donor table, I believe. I was going to check and see if I took it from the donation table, if it would then figure out that I could have multiples. But basically, I didn't do it. I had other things to do last night. So, this one works now. Okay? So, as long as I took out the DID number, it will run. So, we're going to go in and we're going to create this one. So, let's go in and do a new project. File, new project, and I forgot what number I'm at. So, I'll go with class 5. I can't remember whether I used 4 or not.
You didn't.
I didn't? Okay. Okay, so there's my form. And I am going to go in here and say project, add new data source. And I'm picking database, next, data set, next, new connection. It's all set. Database name is going to be donor and test connection. Test connection. Okay. Next. I'm going to say yes because I'm not doing any updating. Next. Huh? Anybody know what I did wrong? Since I haven't done anything other than the ordinary?
I got that thing's the same thing.
Oh, you didn't click anything.
But I hadn't, I just got here.
Oh. That's weird.
I'm nervous about this. My temptation is to go back and start again, but we'll see. If it crashes, you know, whenever it gives me that, I get nervous. Okay, if I click on the XSD, the donor XSD, it gives me this. Okay, which is got some name, but I don't remember what it is. But I get that. Okay. And that I got by clicking, double clicking on the XSD over at the side. Okay, so I now have, I want to fill get data. Whoops, what did I just do? I want to connect on that. So I'm right clicking on it and I'm picking configure. Right pick, click, and pick configure.
Hey, looks familiar.
Oh no.
What?
SQL? Did miss you too, Tom.
Shut it up.
It may not work. Remember, I just made a mistake at some point. So we're going to be checking to see if this works. Which one is it? It's not that one, is it? I have two things open, apparently. There's the SQL. Okay. So once I get here, I'm going to click on Query Builder. Okay? So I'm clicking on Query Builder. And here is my query builder. Okay, so it's showing the donor that I chose. Now to pick my, and it's showing the SQL that it generated that would be used to get those fields. So it's got the select that all the fields from donor. So it's got the SQL in there. Okay. So now I'm going to right-click, and this is why I hate the wizard. Ask me this in a month. I'm not going to remember that I'm supposed to right-click here, but I am. Okay, right-click here and add table. So the table I want to add is the donation table. So I'm adding that, and I'm adding the drive table. And then I hit refresh for no good reason other than if there's a refresh sitting there, I figure I should hit it. Okay, so it highlights primary keys, and you can see that I did the primary key. Well, actually, I should have, it should be highlighted over there, but that's all right. Unless I made a mistake. It's now done the joins on basically joining the DID number on the donor to the DID number on the donation and the D drive number to the D drive number. So I think it was specified even though it is not coming up in full color. And down below, notice it says execute query. So if I wanted to execute and see what it did, that's the execute query that would have come up with. So that's how you can test your query. Now, it wrote the SQL for you. You can go back and fix the SQL if you want to. What I did instead was go back up here and I unclicked DID number. I left DNAME clicked And actually, when I did it last night, I did it donation as the first one. So if this doesn't work, we'll try donation as the first one. Because remember I said that I thought maybe it would be happier with donation? And so now I'm going to have the drive number and the date of contribution and the amount. And over here, I'm going to have the drive name. Now, when I say execute query, it did that one just fine. So, but the one that crashed when I did it at home and got the red circles, it did it fine too. So, it was happy doing it. Okay, so right now, I've got the things that I checked. And notice down here, it's showing the fields that you checked. And in the select statement, it's going through and picking the fields, and it's linking the two tables together and doing all that good stuff. What?
This is weird. It makes it writes the query for you.
Well, that the wizard is your friend, supposedly. And so it does everything for you.
It is right now.
Huh?
It is right now.
This is all within Visual Studio.
I'm sitting in Visual Studio.
Oh, it wasn't programmed.
Wow.
Okay.
Huh?
This is all within Visual Studio. And if you look at the XSD up here and look down here, because that's the properties for the XSD, it's got the select in there. That's what's going to be executed.
So I take it as what Visual Basic's really used for.
What?
So I take it this is what Visual Basic is really used
for. Oh, yeah. You're going to have the databases connected. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what every programming language is used for. If you don't learn to work with files, then you're pretty worthless. Because you gotta be able to get the data. You know, you gotta be able to get the data. So, we now claim that this should work. And I've got my fingers crossed. And I am now going to say next. And it's got, you want to be able to fill, to return, to create, whatever, and I just take the defaults. You can actually just go right to finish. It now tells you what it can do, and then I go to finish. Okay. So here's the form.
This is Express 2, Express B.
Now, at this point, the form doesn't have anything on it. So I've either got to put a grid on it or put the fields on it, but I don't have anything on the form. Okay? So I can come over here and click under donor, and notice it's showing the right fields. Okay? Because what I did is these are the fields that I have checked. The name, the drive number, date, amount, and drive name. Those are the fields that I have checked. So it's showing those as the fields it's going to work with. So now I can choose whether I want to have a grid or whether I want to have details. I'll go with details. Okay. So there is the details, and now I am going to cross my fingers and run it. I think it would have crashed by now, so I'm optimistic. You got it. Okay. So that's taking data from multiple tables and bringing it in. Okay. And it made 13 records because the combination of linking them all together, John Doe gave a contribution on July 5th, and John Doe also gave a contribution on February 2nd, and John Doe also gave a contribution on September, and now we're on to Mary.
And this is changing the original files?
Nope, not touching them.
No?
This is making what is basically a query.
Okay.
This is making a query of the data.
When I type in this, it's not changing anything?
No.
Oh, so yeah, it just changed the query. It just changed the query.
Right.
Well, no, there is no copy.
Oh, no, yeah, the query. That's just the query. We started.
Yeah. There's no copy.
Yeah, that's right. 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 I did say yes, so that put the tables.
Well, I didn't even see that.
I think I said yes. Maybe that's when it yelled at me. I intended to say yes. I think I said yes. If I didn't say yes...
It had something yelled at me.
Because it didn't know I was making a query, so it should have asked me that question, because it was round two. After I get the XSD, then I go back and say I want to use the query builder, and I want to build a query.
Oh, I see why it's crashing.
Why was it crashing?
I think I was putting an invalid drive number in. We can't just add a drive number. It has to be pre-existing, right?
If you add a drive number, it has to be.
You know, you'd have to go back and do an update of the table. I mean, this is using existing data on existing tables, and it's just creating a query. And I mean, if you've got any, you know, basically updates, especially if you're adding a record, should be done on that table, not via a query. You want to be careful that you get all the data in. Now, if the query has all the data for all the tables, then yes, I guess you can do that. But you don't want to add a record that doesn't have the information that you need on it. And I purposely don't have ID number on this.
It's
a, huh? Okay. So... Do you follow what's happening here? The book goes further and goes into 5,000 other things that you can do.
This reminds me of that oil company, Homework 150. Have it
taken. Yeah, you can put that up here. Right. And the donor table is, the donor database is just an easy one because it's got the three tables, the donor, the drive, and the donation. And most people, if they've taken more than one class with me, recognize it, so it's an easy no-explain, because they've seen the donor database before. And if you haven't, you will. Yeah, 150 has donor all over the place. 150 is Oracle, all of whom you should take.
Required.
I think it is in programming. It is in programming.
It is in programming.
But all of you should take it just because it's good for you.
It's good for
you. No, it is. SQL, when you look at the jobs that people want, define, SQL is way up there.
Define good.
Finding a job that pays you lots of money. Is that, does that work as good?
I think I should take this class last.
That was my first class with you.
I know, and it should not be a first class.
No.
Because people tell me it's the hottest one.
It is. I think it is.
Man.
The Oracle one, yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's a new way of thinking.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking in groups when you're doing a select, mm-hmm. You know, and you have to put all the clauses on there. And SQL proudly says there are something like 25 commands So what's so hot about this? It's 25 commands or 15 commands or whatever it is. But the select statement can have about 100 clauses on it. And so when you start throwing in all the clauses, then, okay, yeah, it's the select statement, but when you put 100 clauses, you can't really count it as one.
By the way, this lets you put the asterisks in for all. I noticed that.
Yes, yeah, so that would make sense.
Yeah, I like that. So that I'm going to type everything.
Okay. Well, it's 43, so we're going to quit. We're going to look at some more of this on Thursday and have you experiment.